Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Morning with Coffee with Al Clark. It's Monday morning, April the 15th. That's a happy Monday for you. And as always, we start out Monday mornings with Dr. Brad Shapiro and the Ultimate Health Program. He's got some special guests in the studio today. So, Brad, take it away, buddy.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. You guys are in store for a great show. But before we get started, I'll go ahead and give the standard disclaimer. Please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a healthcare concern, or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the healthcare provider of your choice, whether it's a chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be, please seek out the healthcare provider of your choice. We'll also mention our sponsors. First, we have Abundant Life Assembly of God Church, headed up by Pastor Josh Conrad and his wife Lindsay. Great group of people. It's actually the church that we personally go to. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. My wife, Melissa, our son Jackson, we all go there. Great group of people. Sunday morning services at 10:30 a.m., so definitely recommend you check them out. And then also our second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed up by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. He's actually one of our guests, so I'll let him give you some of the vitals as we go through the process. But good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you?
We are doing good.
So I've got Pastor Brad Brinkley, we've got Junior Baker, and we've got Rocky Bryant. So great guests, great friends. You're in store for an awesome show. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up here very shortly called The Gathering, April 27th, 5 p.m., Franklin County Football Stadium, the high school. So definitely mark that on your calendars. But I guess to get started, Junior, if you don't mind, maybe just kick off, what is The Gathering so people understand?
Okay, all right. And before I forget, let me say this. It's at the Franklin County High School, the new high school, yes. Not the old one. I keep getting calls. Is it at the old one or the new one? It's at the new one. And may I say, it's also on the flyer, the address of it as well. And it's only one high school in Franklin County, one football stadium, not old, the new. So
are you saying it's in Canada?
So it's crazy, yeah. You know. So, yeah, The Gathering is a night of prayer and worship. That's just what it is. But let me just break it down a little more. It's where we come together as a multicultural in terms of denomination. Mm-hmm. Multiple churches, multiple leaders, multiple pastors, multiple worship team, multiple worship pastors mm-hmm. come together to pray, to seek the face of the Lord for our nation. We do that in Tennessee. So Tennessee is our border, it's our gates, it's our home. And so we break that down with counties and regions. And so we pray for just multiple things over our nation. We have worship team that come together from all over that builds one team. Mm-hmm. And it's focused on John 17, make them one as we are one. It's uniting the body together. It's coming together. It's working as one. We put aside denomination. We put aside our church name. Yes. I'm glad that we have different churches represented here this morning.
Yes.
You know, it's not one church. It's one church, but we have different denomination, right?
Yes.
So it's just a night. We do 1 hour of worship dedicated unto the Lord, and then we have multiple persons coming to pray. So that's just The Gathering. And the next thing I want to say, it's a no name, no face thing. Mm. So you don't have no CEO, you don't have, you know, no corporate union, no big names. It's just a little group of people coming together that loves Jesus and want to see something happen in this nation and really want to see the churches work as one.
Yes.
So
yes, amen. Now, it's exciting. I mean, I just kind of give you guys some background. When I first met Junior, you know, I met him at an event. I just knew we kind of hit it off. The Holy Spirit really put it on my heart to reach out to him and just call him. I didn't even know why. I just felt like I was supposed to call him. So we started talking. He was right in the middle of kind of getting his ducks in the row for the gathering that they did in Coffee County this past September. And it's just been amazing to see the way things have unfolded.
Yeah.
It's been amazing to see different churches and different denominations and different pastors and different leaders and government officials and everyday Joes and everything in between. Just everybody come together, and it's amazing. And you know, Rocky, one of your lines that you had through all this, and I tell people this about every time the gathering, the subject of the gathering comes up. But Rocky said, you know, if we can spend all of eternity together, surely we can spend one evening together.
That's exactly. Right.
What does that mean to you? And of course, I want to let people know too. Rocky's going to head up the worship team.
One of many worship leaders.
One of many worship leaders. Yes, there you go. Yes.
Junior and I get the privilege of promoting this.
Yes, there you go.
I'm one of many worship leaders.
Yes, yes.
But no, really, like Junior was saying, we just want to see the body come together.
Mm.
For real, I mean, we are going to spend eternity together worshiping God.
Yes.
Why can't we do it for one evening?
Yes.
Like, seriously,
yes.
Just put all of our differences aside and just come together and worship.
Amen.
And pray.
Amen.
So,
and what, talk about too, Rocky, the kind of the focus of the worship songs, because that's something that you've really been intentional about as well.
Absolutely. The focus is God.
Yes.
It's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not people. I know there's a lot of really good Christian songs out there, you know, and they minister to people's needs and stuff like that, and they're great songs. There's a place for them. I have no problem with them. But this particular evening, the focus is solely just on God, seeking His face.
Yes.
Because I know that if He comes, everybody else will get ministered to the way they need to be ministered to.
Yes.
I don't need to minister to them. I don't need to sing a song that meets them where they're at. Jesus
Amen.
Will meet them where they're at.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's the focus.
Yes. And that's a big paradigm shift. It really is, I think, for even a lot of people within the church.
Yes.
You know, you have this kind of expectation that if you're leading a worship team or, you know, when you step up on the stage, you need to say, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So glad you're here." Versus, I remember at the last gathering, I mean, we went straight into reading Revelation 4 and straight into, "We welcome you, Lord." I don't want to say there was no acknowledgement of the people there, but that certainly wasn't the focus. The focus was just straight into, "We welcome you, Lord. Our eyes are on you.
That's exactly
we want to keep the main thing, which is Jesus.
Yes.
Not a denomination, not a keynote speaker, not Batman and Robin,
nope,
but just all of us together." And then, of course, we got to Pastor Brad Brinkley. Pastor Brad and I go way back. He was one of the guys.
Way back, yes. He knew me when I was a heathen and I was, you know, wild and crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, Pastor Brad and I used to have just great conversations. He was somebody that I could ask any question to. I could ask all the questions that you're not supposed to ask a pastor. You know, I could cuss and scream and yell or, you know, whatever needed to be done. No, that's not really my style, but it never was. But it sounds funny to say. So, you know, Pastor Brad Brinkley is going to be a part of the event this year. You know, he's going to be attending the event.
Mm-hmm.
And long time friend. So glad that you're a part of it, you know, with it being here in Franklin County. But what are some of your thoughts? Because I know you've prayed about unity for a long time. Pastor Brad, when I first met him, too, I want to point out that he was one of the few pastors that I knew that actually had relationships with a lot of other pastors. You know, he would tell me about people like, you know, Pastor Kelly May and just, you know, he had active relationships with other pastors where a lot of pastors I knew were just kind of lone rangers that just stuck to themselves and their congregation. So I think Pastor Brad is just a perfect person to be a part of this, and he's somebody that's been plowing the fields for a long time.
Yes, sir. 40 something. Yeah, now.
Wow.
I'm super pumped for it. I think it's incredible that young men like yourselves over there. You.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You very much.
Becky, when we did this. No, I think it's incredible. One of our core values at Unstoppable has always been that we're about the capital C church. And, you know, and we feel like the, you know, the church is the hope of the world that's sent by Jesus to reach people. And so I just think it's incredible what you guys are doing and just want to throw my support behind it. And it's good to see you, Brad.
You too.
You missed one chiropractic appointment, and how long has it been?
It's been 100 years. Yeah. It really has. And it's worked out.
That's when we always set our follow-ups. And so.
Exactly.
Sorry I missed that appointment a couple years ago.
I need to get all the staff about following up.
All right. But no, I love the heart behind it, and I love to see churches come together in unity. You know, we're all different flavors of ice cream, but we're still ice cream. I love it.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. And you know, one of your just to talk about Unstoppable. I mean, one of your, mottos or mission statements, or it's just the church that's for people that are not church people. And
yeah.
I feel like that kind of fits into this somewhat as well, because you've always created kind of a safe space for people that didn't necessarily identify with a certain denomination or didn't want to feel like they had to dress a certain way or be a certain type of person. But what's maybe talk about that for a second, just the heart of that and how that fits into unity and bringing people together.
Yeah, well, I feel like this is going to get weird. I'm going to go back to something you said. You used to be talking about when we get together, you'd be like talking about the frequency of the earth and all these things. I'd be like, I'm pretty sure that frequency is Jesus, but there is some truth in like frequency, the idea behind frequency. You know, that churches kind of all speak and operate at in different frequencies. You
yes.
know what I mean? And that's just a reflection of our God and our Savior, you know.
Yeah.
There are churches that are geared towards you know, people like my parents,
mm-hmm.
and keeping them engaged and stuff, and I appreciate that, you know. And then there's churches that are kind of a little more, their frequency is geared more towards you know, into the future. I love what these guys are doing. They're looking down the road of faith and taking the message to the next generation.
Mm.
And and so we've just always been real big about let's just speak to people where they are, not where we think they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the only way you can communicate with people, you know, just speak to them right where they are. They don't have it figured out. They don't have all the answers to the questions, but the truth is we don't either,
yes.
you know. And we're all on a journey together, and that's all we want to be, is we just want to be somebody who comes upon somebody who's looking for Jesus, looking for answers, and being like, look, I don't have them all, but I got a few.
That's right.
If you want to lock arms for a little while and walk together, we'll get closer to him together.
Yes, yes.
And I'm so glad that you did, man.
Yes.
I'm so glad I didn't waste all that time I spent with you.
A lot of hours, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, it is amazing. I mean, it's amazing that we're sitting here right now having this conversation.
It really is, guys. You have no idea.
It's a miracle. Yes.
That's what the gospel is about, you know.
Yes.
What do you think about Buddha?
Oh, yeah.
What about Krishna? What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's and it's funny, you know, one, I guess, shared focus that Pastor Brad and I had through all this is I felt the same way, in the sense that I felt like the truth should hold up.
Yes.
So I was very open-minded. I just didn't see it the same way, if that made mm-hmm. sense. If that makes sense. But I did feel like the truth should hold up. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way the Father is through
yes.
the Son.
Yeah.
And that truth held up. It just
yes.
did. And so, you know, like Pastor Brad was joking about, I mean, God can handle our questions. He can handle mine. He can handle anybody's questions.
Yeah.
And so I think to have that open, safe space where people can experience some of these things, and I think that's part of what people experience if they come to the gathering.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
if you're listening and maybe you're on the fence or you're curious mm-hmm. or whatever, step into an atmosphere like this and see what happens.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. See what that frequency does to
yeah.
you. Know?
That's right.
Yeah, I always felt like, you know, that if you're looking for Jesus, he'll find you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And the truth is that everybody's looking for Jesus. They just don't know it.
Yes.
And our job is to just try to help them realize that that's who they're looking for. They're
yes.
looking for Jesus.
So. Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. And I want to say one thing about the gathering again. I should have said this earlier. What we do are how the Lord has instructed us with the gathering. Is like, I know we do it at football stadium. But we do it without a stage.
Mm.
And that's, many persons ask a lot of questions concerning, oh, do we going to have stage? Do we going to have, it's so simple. And it's a place where everybody is at the same level.
Mm.
There is no yes. guest speaker. You all come to pray. You all get a minute or two to pray.
Yes.
You know? And so you pray a prayer. You ask heaven and ask the Lord to come and heal your land in whichever way. We cover the seven spheres of society, which is education, arts and entertainment, the media, businesses, families and church, and what's the next one again?
Government.
Thank you, sir. Yes, you are. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And so
the most godless of them all.
Yeah, and so we come and everybody is at the same place.
Yes.
Everybody, the worship team is right there on the same level. Everybody, the only person who's going to be above anybody is if you're taller than somebody.
That's right.
But we are all on the same. And we make it so simple and so easy. You know, a lot of times you got these big events happening, but you have guest speakers. Mm-hmm. We don't need a guest speaker.
Yes.
We've already invited the guest speaker to come. And when he comes, we hope everybody hears him clearly and loudly. You know, and that's what we want to do. And that's why the worship, again, as Rocky said, is the way it is. We want to focus on heaven. We want to talk to Jesus in songs.
Mm.
We want to tell him of his beauty, of his love. We want to come in contact with revelation,
yes,
you know, and hold a song to him. That's what we want to do. And then we ask him, no, we have asked you to come. Will you come? This is what we want you to do.
Yes.
And so it's pretty simple the way we do the gathering. Everything is right here. No stage. We don't need no fog lights. We don't need no smoker. We hope when he comes,
machines, no lights.
We hope when he comes, it's like Isaiah 6. The place is filled. Our Chronicles, you know, where the priest can't minister. We hope that's what happened. Because in truth is, if we sing the first song and he comes, that's all we wanted.
Yes.
We don't have to do nothing else.
That's right.
You know, because we want him to come. That is why we gather.
Yes.
And that is why it is so simple. We try to make it as simple as possible, and we don't want nobody to feel left out. Like, oh, we have these great speakers and this. The gathering shouldn't have anybody thinking that they are guests.
Mm.
And this is, you know, one person is a guest. Mm. Guest speaker, guest this, guest that. We have our senator at the last one, leading a prayer. Mm. And if you don't know her, you don't know that, sir.
Yes, yes. Amen.
And that's it with every pastor. And that's it with every event that we're having. Everybody is equal.
Yeah, that's a powerful thing. I mean, it's you know, God's no respecter of persons. He's really not. And I think that's something that a lot of times we intellectually understand.
Yeah.
But is it really put into practice? Do we really understand that, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or a politician truly is not on a higher level than a homeless person? You know,
that's
do
true.
We really, really, really understand that?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Years ago I was having a conversation with a friend, and you know, churches say a lot, we want to reach the worst of the worst and the lowest of the low. This guy was a professional, you know, a master's degree, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And he said, I know when pastors and churches and church people talk about that stuff, they're talking about, you know, drug addicts and, you know, homeless and all this stuff. And he said, but those people are in my profession too. They're lawyers and they're doctors and they're,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And, yeah, they just don't have all the outward trappings of
yeah,
you know, whatever, but, they need Jesus too, man.
They do. I mean, that was my story.
They're just as far from God as an addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, that was my story. I mean, that was when I started getting more curious about Jesus and having conversations with people like Pastor Brad. And, you know, I got saved. I mean, people that knew me just like, why, Brad? I mean, you're already, you know, things are going well. You're a doctor. You know, why? But I was every bit as lost as the drug addict. I mean, whoever, you know.
Maybe more.
Yes.
And I know it's not more, you know, in a quantity way. There's no such thing, but more in the sense that you thought you had answers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did.
You know, whereas the addict, a lot of times they've hit bottom. They know they don't have any answers.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's true. That's true. And I had, you know, reinforcement of people around me that, again, you know, Brad, why? I mean, 99% of my friends that I had before I got saved are I'm no longer friends with, and that's not my doing, but they were just so appalled that I would sell out or whatever you want to call it. And I'm thinking,
yeah, we sell out, of course.
Exactly.
I'm glad I sold out.
Yeah, I love
that. I sold out.
Yeah, I love Jesus. Yep. You know, and I'm like, you guys, it's gonna be a part of like 90% of my conversations.
Yeah.
I mean, just. How can you not acknowledge the Lord in everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's—I think that's just a wonderful mindset that sometimes a guy like me or others are more lost than what you would think of mm-hmm. in terms of who we need to reach. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is it's real simple. Everybody needs Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. One of the thing with the gathering last year, and it's so unique, you're reaching people without even ministering to them.
Yes.
By just the way the gathering is done.
Yes.
You got so many persons get so much conviction being there that they think they need to run for the school board to make a difference in the school.
Yeah.
Because God is tugging on their heart by just coming to the gathering and seeing the unity. You got persons that hear a sound from 20 plus minutes drive from Coffee County in a different county.
Yeah.
And that sparked a conversation to unity within the body of Christ all over social media. It's so funny. It's not even, it's just, you're seeing all these people from across the region having this conversation of where that sound is coming from and what's happening.
Yes.
And two persons have an idea of what was happening and was sharing it. And person was giving their other views and it come down to this is Jesus.
Yes.
You know? And it's fun to look at it on social media and see the figure. What is this gathering? And it's like a mystery.
Yes.
But it's really doing something to the body and outside of the body, because for so many years unsaved has looked out from the outside and seen the church is so far apart and so divided.
Yes.
And we are all doing the same thing. We are all saying the same thing. We are calling on the same name, but it's so hard to come together. And one pastor, we had a talk last year, and he said, this is really good because for so long, unsaved has looked at the church as being divided and not coming together.
Yes.
And this would be good for them to look at and see that, oh, we are coming together.
Yes.
And that is what the gathering is.
Yes.
That is why it doesn't have another name.
Yes.
That is why it's just the gathering, because we gather together just for one purpose. And I hope it brings a lot of souls into the kingdom. They're looking like, oh, maybe I need to serve the Lord because God is doing something within the body and it's not divided anymore, you know?
Yeah, that's biblical as it can get, because, you know, the word ecclesia, church, and it just means the called out ones gathered together.
Yeah.
So that's like, there you go, bro.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. And, you know, and I want to speak to the unsaved, too, in the sense that, you know, we recognize as followers of Christ, we're not perfect. You know, I think sometimes the hypocrisy of the church drives people crazy, or they've gone to a church and somebody's made a mistake and they think, well, that's, you know, Jesus's fault. And that's not Jesus's fault. That's Joe Blow's fault, or that's my fault. But that's not. Yeah. Don't hold that against Jesus.
Yeah, I tell.
I'm sure as a pastor you've encountered that.
Yeah, all
times.
The time. And I tell people, look, I apologize. Yeah, it's like, look, I apologize for that on behalf of, you know, church folk, church people, the church. But it's like, you know, the only people that God can save are people, and people are going to people. What can I say?
Yeah.
Man, I love that.
And any organization is going to have some drama. I mean, you know, any business, any church, because, like you said, people are going to people.
Yeah.
You know? So, well, that's good stuff. So, Rocky, what do you think about all this? I want to hear some.
I'm just listening. You guys are doing a great job.
Yes, exactly. What? You know, it's. I'm sitting here thinking about the worship team, and you know, one of the things that, you know, I think you've really been intentional about is just letting the Lord, you know, handpick the people that you thought that, you know, you felt like He wanted to be a part of this. But what did that process look like? Not that we're excluding worship leaders, but also being intentional about,
right?
You know, Lord, what team do you want to build for this for this event?
It's that part is a little tricky, because you don't really want to leave anybody out.
Yes.
But you don't, you know, I don't want it to just be, okay, it's going to be these people and these people only, and that's it.
Yes.
You know, I do want other people involved. But at the same time, like, I need a small core group of people that remain the same.
Yes.
Then, you know, they can help me out, and, you know, we can throw ideas off of each other, stuff like that. It's really, really good to have, like, that small group of people that remain the same.
Yeah.
But we really want to try to get the county that we're in, we want to get them involved.
Yes.
We want them to take ownership of it, you know.
Yes.
We did it in Coffee County. the majority of the musicians and they were from Coffee County. Mm. And so we want to try to do that again in Franklin County, Warren County, all the other counties, you know, take ownership of this. So that way when the gathering leaves, you know, and we're going to go do something somewhere else.
Yeah.
Franklin County has all the resources. They can do it again themselves if they want to.
Yes. Yeah. That was something.
And that I was talking with Junior one day.
Yeah. Throw that old please.
Yes. You know, what we would love to see is this to happen twice a year. Mm. Yeah. You know, it would be really, really awesome to see the body come together from all over Tennessee.
Yes.
To one central location and just glorify Him.
Yes.
For that one day.
We're going to need a mega stadium.
Oh, yes.
But then on another day, every county in Tennessee at the same time.
5 p.m., baby.
Is having a gathering.
Yes.
That'd be a huge net, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes. That would be absolutely amazing.
Yes.
We think it's going to happen.
Yes, I believe that. I believe that. You know, that was one of the things, just to touch on King's Table real quick, the homeless ministry that we're doing, which all these things intertwined, and both King's Table and the gathering are both under the 501c3 52 ministry. So if you want to donate, just I'll mention that a couple times through the show, but if you want to donate or learn more about the gathering or anything else, just go to 52 Ministries. It's the number 5twoministries.com. And you can hit the donate button. You can learn about stuff, whatever you want to do. But going back to King's Table, one of the things we started out doing King's Table in Chattanooga, which is a homeless ministry. The idea behind it is just for it to be just kind of like a luxury dining experience, really make them feel special. You know, sons and daughters of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Our next one's going to be on the fourth Sunday of this month at 3:30 at the Chat Foundation. It's always the fourth Sunday of the month. Mm-hmm. As we started getting established in Chattanooga, you know, that was one of the things that Junior pointed out was the importance of following Abraham's example of how when he started something, he made sure it was established, had a good foundation, and then moved on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what you guys are talking about with the real buy-in from people that are local, that are actually in one of the, 96 counties in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Which that's the goal, to hit all 96 counties.
All 96. 95.
Is it 95? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 95. Was it 96?
Yeah, but to have that buy-in to where, like you said, they can do it again in Franklin County if they want to, or they can do it again in Coffee County if they want to, or
Pastor Brad can do it if he wants to.
That's right.
One of the goals too is to get is to see that happen, and so in order to see it happen, as you move from county to county, that is why we try to establish a relationship and try to use as much from Franklin County and wherever we go, whichever county we go to next. Like, I know for Warren County, they have an established pastor's fraternal there already. Mm.